All right. Let's get to what's happening on the planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And in New Hampshire, it's snowing. And Andrea Darlis, our own Andrea Darlis, you know her from the Steve Cochran Show right here on 720 WGN.
Know her and love her.
Is standing in the snow right now, ready to report from us. You just got outside of a Bernie rally, right?
Yeah, I left the Bernie rally. It was snowing like crazy. There's about 4 inches on the ground here, I would say, you guys. And I actually just stepped into the lobby of the hotel where the media center is located, the Radisson. And, you know, there's CNN trucks out here. Actually, C-SPAN has a bus that I think is bigger than Trump's bus.
How do they? Wait, what? That's our money paying
C-SPAN?
For that.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's a huge bus. People are, like, lined up against the C-SPAN bus taking pictures with it as though it's a candidate bus.
Well, that's funny because only in New Hampshire would they get all excited about a C-SPAN bus.
Seems, right?
Seems like the sort of thing that goes on.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You guys, I'm telling you, the gloves are coming off. You know, it started out as, like, a nice, quiet, calm day. Then the snow blew in, and I think everyone's tempers are all fired up. Bill Clinton's attacking Bernie Sanders today.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Christie's attacking Marco Rubio. Trump and Bush are going after each other, and Bush called Trump a loser today. So, you know, I don't know what's in the water. Everyone's angry today.
Well, all right, so what is Bill Clinton saying about Bernie Sanders?
Bill Clinton's attacking Bernie Sanders because very caustic attacks, actually, on supporters of Sanders, because he's upset that Sanders is going after Hillary's record, and he's criticizing her. So he's kind of being the protective husband, I guess, if you will, while on the campaign trail.
Yeah. Well, does he really have the portfolio for that, one wonders? I mean, is that really
right?
Is it appropriate for him to be the protective husband? Yeah, I don't know.
And is it really warranted in the sense that, I mean, really, Bernie Sanders, I think the last CNN poll had Bernie Sanders at 54%, pre-polls, of course, to Hillary Clinton's 40%.
Mm-hmm.
It is down slightly, but he clearly has the advantage here. I mean, there's Bernie rallies all over the place. He's got events all day long, town hall meetings and dinners and rallies, and she just has two events, and Bill Clinton and Chelsea are doing one of those. So I think she's focusing more of her efforts at this point on South Carolina and then Michigan, too. I think she was rallying in Michigan earlier this week, too.
There was a front page article on Politico just this afternoon that said Clinton is weighing a staff shakeup after New Hampshire. And then the Clinton cam was asked about it. He said, no, we're not doing that.
No, don't anybody quit now. We only have 24 hours to go.
But as you said, Andrea, it does seem that they are putting a lot of their resources on in these other states so that they don't get this sort of catch-up from behind thing that, you know, like Obama sort of did. He gathered a lot of the delegates, and it was like, whoa.
Right. And Marco Rubio, I'm telling you, he's got so much momentum here. He really is taking that third place finish in Iowa and really, you know, hitting the ground running with it here. I've met so many Marco Rubio supporters. In fact, I was at a rally yesterday, right on the river, right by my hotel, actually. And they were going to have it at this small little kind of a bar and grill at this very small executive golf course. And they moved it to this warehouse because they probably had a good 1,000 people in there. And it was right before the Super Bowl, too. So people were packing. And Rubio right now, I think, is in second place. Trump right now, again, these are going to go up and down before tomorrow, you guys. But
do you know what the latest number? What is the – didn't the union leader – there was a poll.
Mm-hmm.
So the union leader that's – or the Boston Globe, I know, has a rolling poll, too. I mean, is it within double digits? That's the question. Is Trump still ahead by more than 10 points?
Yeah, he is. He's at 31%. Rubio's at 15.
Oh,
again, these
big,
have been fluctuating all day, but 31, 15, and then Cruz at 13. And then the governors, Kasich, Bush, and Christie, they really need to do something here in New Hampshire in order to, to even survive and move on to the next role.
I think Christie's done after that. If Christie comes in fourth or later, he's done.
Yeah, I think so too, Ro. I do. I actually saw him today. He was at a meet and greet. And, you know, there was I don't even want to say a couple dozen supporters there, but, you know, we'll give him that. There was a couple dozen supporters at this breakfast that he attended, and he was taking pictures, and he had a few guys from New Jersey who made the drive over to come see him. And I talked to his wife, actually, Mary Pat, who's very sweet. She said they've been here for more than 60 days. They really put a lot of time and effort into New Hampshire thinking that something would happen here. But, you know, he's just at 5% in the polls right now.
Yeah. Yeah, he's turned out not to be. Well, first of all, he got edged out by Trump because basically Trump stole his act and did it a lot better. You know, I mean, it's
right.
That's Christie's whole thing is, you know, plain talking mm-hmm. and, you know, I'm from New Jersey. I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to talk tough. I'm going to then, you know, make veiled threats and things like that. And I think that Christie also, from a political standpoint, the thing that killed him was that from 2 years ago when it was revealed that he had staff members, even though it never clearly went all the way up to him or there's no proof that he ordered it. But the staff members were closing down lanes of the bridge
to get
from New Jersey into Manhattan, and it was creating such a firestorm of people going, wow, what an abuse of politics and of power that I think that's always sort of around him, and it doesn't jive with the tough talking guy. If he were more of a charming guy,
mm-hmm.
you can get away
mm-hmm.
with it, but being a tough pugilistic politician, and then also now having a story circling around you that you actually used your power
right.
to inflict pain on consumers, on individuals, on citizens. That's, you know, it sort of goes with it. They go, oh, maybe he is like that. So,
you know, it's interesting you say that because I kind of noticed that too, Ro, you know, this big outgoing personality of Chris Christie. And today when I saw him, maybe because his wife was with him, but he was very sweet and charming and posing for, of course, they're all doing that now. I get that. But just kind of a different personality, as though he's maybe taken a step back.
You know, these guys are always alternately on Red Bull or Prozac, right? I mean, that's how this thing goes.
That's a good way to put it.
Depending on the room they're in, and they get all, oh, I got to be mean now. And, you know, there's no there. There's no, not, we were just talking about this with Bill and Wendy. There isn't a single one of these people who actually acts like a human being, right? I mean, Rand Paul acted like a, you know, but that didn't do you any good.
But then, you know, the other thing that you get kind of beaten up for when you're a politician in this kind of a race, you know, in this stage of the race, I should say, is that if you try to be all positive, you get beaten up. I mean, you look at what happened to Rubio during the debate. He tried to stay on message. Christie beat him up for being, you know, too rehearsed and only repeating the same talking points over and over again. And
he almost had one of those water drinking moments.
It didn't play well, even though Rubio has tried to, you know, rise above the fray and be positive. It didn't work. He needed to slam back harder, I think, at Christie during that debate.
All right. Well, Andrea, we'll talk to you tomorrow. You'll be in the you'll be on with Steve tomorrow morning as this whole thing kicks off. Right. All right.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'll be there. 30 campaign events between all of the candidates between now and tomorrow.
Wow.
I'm not going to hit all 30, but I'm going to try and hit a couple of those rallies tonight, so I'll let you guys know. I'll let you know how it all goes.
All right. Keep the liquor to a minimum. That's what they always say to me. It never works out. All right. Thank you, Andrea. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Andrea.
All right. Bye. All right.
I think she will. Andrea is very responsible.
That's one of us.